thinking aloud. I can't remember the last time I stayed up all night and was thrilled with my decision to do so. There used to be many times. There was always so much to do and such little time to do it. I used to hate the fact that my body needed sleep. Now I feel like there's too much to do, and it's really cutting into my precious sleep time. I've flipped 180 so hard on my attitude towards sleep that I no longer call it a bedtime routine. It's a ritual. But this is part of adulting, I guess, but you know what's part of adulting? So is having kids. What if my future kids prevent me from sleeping? So I sought out encouragement, and cheerful litigant shared her bedtime ritual with me. Send the kids to bed. Sit down on the couch, think, okay, self, we're gonna read for like 20 minutes, then get up, do chores for an hour, and then go put on night cream and go to bed like a real adult. In reality, wake up on the couch at 3 a.m. with a crink in the neck and glasses between the couch cushions. Well, I guess I should enjoy sleep now until it's back to all day, all night. Here's the Crystal Fighters.
A wild child on the dance floor far away. I was dragged into a spell. She came to me, an explosion of mystery.
If there's one thing that could keep me awake all night, it's the Crystal Fighters. Boy, do I love them. I hope you guys were dancing along all night. Oh, gosh. Love that kind of music.
I guess certain types of songs will get you going and keep you awake for like 3 minutes or so. And then after that song comes, it's like, okay, now I kind of danced all of the rest of my energy that's in me.
I suppose that happens
too. What goes up must come down.
Speaking, though, of staying up all night, do you remember the last time you pulled an all-nighter?
I do. I do really think that the last time was last Monday? Last Monday when I was stuck on a plane, unable to get off. The plane, and it took us around 24 hours to get back home.
So by the time you got home, it was about 7 a.m.
Yeah, 7 to 9 a.m. We got back to Incheon Airport at 7 a.m., and then we had to...
I used to love that feeling.
Right.
When you made it to sunrise, and you're kind of like, all of a sudden you get this weird feeling of like, am I in the next day, or am I in the previous day? You didn't have that sleep to kind of divide it. I used to thrive off that feeling.
Sometimes if I am working late, I still will try to get in at least 2 hours sleep before I come back to the show. I mean, I can't do the all-nighter again.
It's wearing on me.
It's impossible.
As well.
I remember one time I was so excited for the first day of school. And I was talking to one of my guy friends who I had a crush on. And he actually moved schools, so we weren't able to see each other the next day. I don't know if he liked me, but I want to say that he did because he stayed on the phone with me all night. And that was a memorable all-nighter because that's
think?
All we did.
I wonder if he liked me. I mean, he did stay on the phone with me. Yes!
But he didn't like say, we never like said that we liked each other or anything. It kind of just faded away. But yeah, that was a fun memory. And that I maybe because I had the strength of love in me to keep carry on for, you know, 9 hours. On the phone,
uh-huh.
Just talking about what?
Wow.
Life? When you're 13 years old?
The reason I bring this up is because I like researching about sleep and finding out the new studies that come out. We've talked about how your brain is actually responsible for putting your body to sleep. So as you get older, you know, depending on the power of your brain to produce that sleep, it diminishes. But then also this, I found this out, is that people used to think that aging was related to so many other things.
Right.
Including the sun. But now they're thinking that sleep deprivation creates the consequence of aging and that it's most directly related to sleep, which is interesting because I also read an article recently about how motherhood ages you faster than smoking. The study behind that was... I mean, there's a lot of sleep deprivation that comes with raising a child. I think both for the man and the woman, but especially the woman. Especially
she gives
if she's
birth.
Hands, yeah, right. And she's hands-on, you know, through the very beginning process. So researchers, they looked at like 2,000 women aged between 20 and 44 and found that the shortening of telomeres in mothers was comparable to women without children who are 11 years older. So 11 years older women without children had the same telomere.
Telomere. Well, I think that's the reason why my mother always tells me, marry a guy that's a bit older than you.
I see.
Or so try that, to. I mean,
it's so that you guys can look the same?
Yeah, because it gets so comparison. I mean, you see the comparison quickly after one child, two or three.
Now, you asked, what is a telomere? Thank you for asking. A telomere is the end portion of a chromosome associated with longevity. So as you age, your telomeres get shorter. So experts usually relate longer telomeres with better health and longer life. Guys, that sleep is precious. No matter how much fun you're having through the night, I think you should buckle down and just say, you know what, my longer life is more important. Here at the end of part one, we'll leave you with Natasha Waterman.
This is A Silent Night. Silent night.